Just an image of his father.
Okay. Does he resemble him?
Huh?
What else would you say? Virgin age? Or
imp. He's just the imps of his father. Oh. Heard that.
Is that right? If he takes after his father, what does that mean? Is that appearance or behavior?
Or acts like his father.
Takes after his father. Okay.
His father's side of the family, usually they'd say.
Uh-huh. And how about a mother of what? Three children. Does she bring them up, or how do you say that?
Raise, we usually say.
And to a child who's going to be punished, what do you say? You're going to get a
whipping.
All right. And how about names for children who children born
illegitimate?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Woods colts.
Is that right? Do they still use that?
Yes.
Is that right? Very good. And your brother's son is called your
nephew.
All right. And there's some child with no parents.
Orphan.
Good. And the orphan needs a
guardian.
All right. And how do you refer? How do people just casually refer to relatives? They say, "Well, they're all my
kinfolks."
Mm-hmm. But if they're not, if you're sure, you say, "No, we have the same name, but she's no
kin to me."
Okay. And how about the proper names now? Jesus' mother's name, Mother of Jesus,
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And, the song Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
All right, and the nickname for a little boy named William?
Bill, or Billy.
All right, and
if he grows bigger, then you call him Bill.
Okay, and how about the Apostle, the first one who wrote the four Gospels,
Was it Peter? No, let's see.
The others are Mark and Luke.
Luke, and John.
In the first book.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay. Matthew was first.
And when you were teaching, how did people refer to you? She is
School marm,
they said. Mm-hmm. And your grandfather was a
carpenter.
Well, I think he made barrels, didn't he? Didn't he make barrels?
Oh, my great-grandfather was a cooper. He made barrels.
And suppose somebody's taken that name, Cooper. And then when he gets married, his wife's name is?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And suppose you, in the old days, suppose you had a preacher that, he was more inspiration than education. You might call him what kind of a preacher?
Uneducated or ignorant.
Suppose he wasn't just altogether honest. Kind of a bum.
Well, he was a backwoods preacher.
Okay. Sometimes they would swindle.
Dishonest.
And suppose they would swindle some honest farmer. You might say, well, he's a
swindler.
What do you say for Jack Leigh?
Oh, yeah. Jack Leigh.
Lawyer.
Well,
Jack Leigh lawyer?
Was one that didn't know much about law.
I see. Uh-huh. Not necessarily dishonest, just not very bright, is it?
Well, he's, let's see. Wouldn't be ignorant, but he'd, we'd say he's not all there.
I see. Okay. Uh-huh.